seas, watch out for those orcas and sharks and nasty things in the ocean.
Of course, that was the other Malik, also known as Philly.
Yeah,
and
Philly is here, people.
And joining us today, one of my favorite people from the century. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing great.
Ian, woo!
I liked impromptu radio shows.
Yeah, we're a little late today. Basically, I got in here and messed around with the soundboard for the first few minutes and tried to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
How you doing, Malik?
I am doing...
I don't see you a lot anymore.
I'm doing... I don't know how I'm doing. You know, there's an elephant in the room, or should I say White House, that All we right. should discuss later. And it's just...
Yeah, well, let's...
I'm feeling kind of ick about that.
Let's do that now.
Let's just jump into
that over
it.
The way with.
Jump right into it. There we go.
If you guys didn't know, because you were under a rock, Tuesday, Donald Trump was elected President of the United States. Hillary Clinton lost. The final electoral count was like 298 to like 228. So it was a pretty decent win.
I just want to say, for all the people getting ready, Vault 101, it's getting made. I'm setting it up. Get your BB guns, people, because the nuclear storm is coming.
Well, my opinion on the whole matter is, if you don't like Donald Trump, which there's a lot of you out there, don't leave the country because he's president. I mean, you're an American, stay in America. I don't want to say necessarily stay for the show, because, you know, I do now, you gotta have trust in him. I mean, he's your president.
Yeah.
You gotta give him the benefit of the doubt right now, I think. And just let him do his thing. And if it gets bad, then you know, the right people have to step in. And if he has to get impeached, that happens. But I don't think you should, you know, if you go in with a bad mind, it's going to be bad. You're not going to like anything. Listen to his policies. Listen to his plans. See what he has to offer. And if you really don't like living here, then leave, I guess. I mean, you shouldn't have to leave immediately. Leave if you really don't like it. But stick around. You know, America has been great. He's just trying to make it better. He says, let's make America great again. I think it's been great.
I think Colbert and Obama, their speeches yesterday was, like, very similar. It has, like, very similar cores to what you're trying to get across, Ian. You know, like, just powering through. Don't just ditch America just because you think it's going bad. There's, again, the response to Trump's election has been, like, a real mixed bag, I want to say. Like, even in my home, Philadelphia, there's protests. There's protests all over the country. Rather, not so pleasant racial treatment has also been around. It's like it's.
They've
it's,
been racist.
Like there have been like I saw on Facebook like a high school like a kid was a parent did not let their child attend their high school because after Trump won the election, racial slurs were written all over the door saying like, you know, the N word, don't come back to school, Trump is my president, stuff like that. And like I think it's the thing that scares me most about Trump's election, it's not the guy, it's what his election, him rising to presidency, represents to those kinds of people, that their xenophobic and homophobic and sexist behavior is acceptable and will actually benefit them in the long run. And like that's, I feel like that's my main issue with this whole like Trump rising up to the
presidency. So I was having a conversation, I meet with a professor every morning or every Thursday morning. We were kind of talking about it, and I think the key here is that he is your president. You guys elected him. No matter what you say, that is what happened. You're just going to have to accept that. But you also, you can't give up. Like, he is going to make mistakes. I'm sorry, he will.
Naming a president that doesn't make mistakes.
Exactly.
Doesn't exist.
And there are going to be protests. There are protests going on downtown right now, I'm sure.
But what does protesting in Pittsburgh do? Nothing.
Well, protesting is like a huge part of Pittsburgh. Like, I think if you, I don't know if you're from here. You're from Plum.
Yeah, I'm from the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, so like the city, they protest literally everything. I don't understand.
There's always some protests you could probably find. every day or every week.
But, like, I respect it. I have a lot of friends who are down there protesting in Pittsburgh. I have friends protesting in Boston right now.
But let's not, like, to me, protesting does nothing. Like, protesting gets a bad rap. It may not always be violent, yeah. But it's not always a bad rap. Go do change. Go into your communities, and make the change that you need for your community. Instead of just running your mouth, basically, what a protest is, and holding up signs, go do some better actions.
Well, I mean, there's not much you can do.
Make your community great, great again, essentially. Go and be the change. Make your community the way you want it to be, instead of just, oh, Trump's president, let's just scream and holler and be upset all day.
I'm glad you brought that up, because last night I was able to visit that that safe meeting, that Trump support group meeting. That was just like fantastic.
Trump support group
meeting? It was like people who are having like a hard time dealing with Ms. Preston, who are actually dealing with some negative effects of Ms. Preston here on campus, and it was just like, it was fantastic. Like, I think like more people who like need help with that need to come visit.
And that's with Safe, right?
Yeah, Safe was like sponsoring it. Yeah, and it was just like...
Yeah, definitely check out Safe. They're nice people.
Yeah, Safe is awesome. Nice. Yeah, more people who will help out Safe. Like, you know? I think they're going to be making cards tonight.
Card.
For people who are, like, stuck in those, like, who are facing abuse in those highly conservative areas and stuff. So, like, that's nice. Anything else you guys want to say on this whole, like, election business? Like, I talked to my mom, recently, and, like, I had told her that, like, we've had terrible presidents before. Like, who was that one president who, like, let his buddies take money out of the Federal Reserve?
Most of the presidents from the 1700s.
Yeah, I thought that was just one. But, like, yeah, we're going to have crap presidents all the time. It's how we react to it that really matters, you know?
Another thing I was thinking about the past few days, after Trump was elected Tuesday, or Wednesday morning, technically, he pulled off the upset. Like, he was not supposed to win by that amount. He wasn't supposed to win at all, let alone by that amount. I think, do you guys agree with me that, obviously we heard a lot about how no one liked Trump or Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that people just voted, that didn't know, voted for Trump. I mean, that's what I took away. That's why he won by that much. The undecisive people voted for Trump. And to me, if you're undecisive, I still think you go and vote, but maybe explore the third party, Gary Johnson, or write someone in.
I disagree with that. I think if you don't, obviously, if you feel passionate enough to get up and vote, go vote. If you don't know what you're doing and you're just voting for the sticker,
yeah,
you probably shouldn't be there. Like, 15,000 people wrote in Harambe. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he won by a good amount. More than he should have.
That's
like, he got up past 10,000.
That's 11. I thought it was 11,000.
I heard 15,000. You're
voting. And here's my opinion about write-in votes. What's the point of writing in a dead gorilla?
Yeah, you're not.
Write someone, if you want to write in, you know, a relative.
Yeah.
Or a friend who's alive and can actually take office if they win. You know, voting for Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. If Donald Duck wins, Donald Duck is not going to take over. It can't. Like, it's unrealistic. It's obviously because it's a Disney character, cartoon duck. Same as Mickey Mouse. It's a Disney character. It's a cartoon. If you really want to, and that's like, so voting Harambe. Okay, I get it. Let's, you know, people don't think he should have been killed. You know, there's a controversy over that and opinions over that. But, I mean, there's no point in voting in a dead gorilla. And to me, that's a joke.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was honestly...
This whole election was kind of a joke.
I was frustrated when I heard 15,000 people woke up, went to the polls, and voted Harambe.
Waited in a long line, and it's like voting.
Yeah, you wait two... Like, over at Moon Township, my friend said it was close to 2 hours.
Yeah, it was an hour.
You're waiting in two-hour lines to vote for a dead gorilla. Make your vote matter, or honestly, I do agree. Don't even go out then. If you're going to vote for a dead gorilla, don't even go out.
You're wasting your time.
Again, how much did third-party votes get? Like 3%?
3%, which was less than the 5% that they needed to get federal funding for the 2020 election.
Honestly, even if you voted for Gary Johnson, I respect that. Like, you guys, you wanted to prove something, and you went out and you held your ground.
He's a politician, you know what I mean? To me, that's any third-party vote's an accepted vote. I mean, any vote's technically accept, obviously, but I accept that third party. You're voting for a person running. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's it then. Any final words?
I think I said everything I wanted to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, Malik, do you have a topic you wanna tease?
Ooh, maybe, maybe not. Let's keep it a mystery, shall we?
All right. Well then, don't leave. We'll be back with RMU Chat. On RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Mics are live. And welcome back. So, last minute change. We're not going to talk about whatever Malik wanted to talk about.
Oh, well, okay. I feel kind of hurt now.
Instead, you were a part of the decision.
That's behind the scenes. I don't even know that. That's the raw
show. It was a mutually agreed upon event. But whatever. Instead, we're going to keep talking about the election. This time, we're going to talk about RMU's, or SCJ's, 4.5-hour election night coverage and kind of our experiences.
And before we do, I just want to applaud all the men and women behind that great 4-hour stream.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And our leader, Nick Millarn.
Nick,
man.
Honestly...
Nick is an all-star. Nick is like...
I have a newfound respect for Nick Millarn.
Ian...
A lot of hard work.
Great work at the Republican on the headquarters.
Thank you.
I don't know how you got Tim Murphy.
Okay, so here's how I got PA State Senator... Well, it was an event at the Pittsburgh Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South. I mess that name up all the time. In Bethel Park, yeah. Pennsylvania, in the South Hills. It was a Republican watch party in Pittsburgh hosted by Congressman Tim Murphy, who was running unopposed in this general election, and PA State guy, Rechenthaler, PA State Senator, running to do the full term of 4 years. He was elected 2 years last year. And now he ran another 2 years to serve the four-year term. And so we knew going into the event, we knew those two were going to be there. And basically, I went up to Senator Rechenthaler first because I saw him first. He was there before I spotted Tim Murphy. And I literally introduced what we were doing, and asked him if he could do an interview around 9 o'clock for the 9 o'clock hour. And he said, yeah, I'll come back in 15 minutes. And because it was like 8:45 at the time, and he came, we did an interview. Great guy to talk to, gave great answers. And then nice. The same thing with Congressman Murphy. You walk up to the guy and introduce yourself, who you are, what you're doing. And he said, yeah. And he came over, and we went live. Nice. That's I just awesome. Went up to him and asked him.
I kind of wish I was able to go to the one of the remotes, but still, I'm kind of happy where I was, even though I didn't know I was gonna do what I was doing.
Oh yeah, you last minute got pulled on the social.
Yeah,
I hear you did good.
You weren't supposed to do that.
I wasn't. I got texted 2 days before.
Oh okay.
Hey Malik, you want to do social? I'm like, all right, sure, let's do social. And like, there I was. Like, now did you guys notice how I look kind of like panicked for a bit on social?
I was not able to watch your social segments.
I accidentally exited out of Banjo. I'm just like, no, improvise. Obama's Twitter. Let's go to that. Let's go to Obama's Twitter. That's why I kind of like, I was like super short on that because I didn't have any content for Obama's Twitter. Just a great show. Like, I know I kept the signed as a memento because I was like super proud of how that came out. There's like a, I now have SCJ election night hanging on my door.
I saw it
on my wall.
Yeah, I was upstairs the first half. That was probably the most fun I had. I was in charge of basically watching the presidential election and calling out the states as they were called, and putting it into Google Docs for the talent to see. I obviously couldn't watch and see if they actually used it or not. I assume they did, but like,
mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun.
They were using the Google box. They had their laptops on the desk going, all right, there's that.
Yeah.
So like, you, big help.
Yeah, it was me, Logan, Gage. Me and you also shot a package.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I don't think it showed up in the first half. Did it show up in the second half?
I don't think it showed up in the second half. I thought it was in the first half.
Then our package just didn't show up.
It just might not have showed up. That's fine. I think I saw Gage. No, yours came. I think yours did come up in the first half, and I saw it, and I turned on for it.
I know you guys had showed up in the first half. You and Gage. Like, I saw yours.
I remember.
Gage in the American red, white, and blue bow tie.
Yep.
And it worked out great. And again, like,
a nice walking great. Intro with Zoom.
Great. It all came out great. I'm 4 hours of just pure content.
Yeah. Four and a half.
We
went to 12:30 because it was very indecisive.
I think one of my favorite moments was from the Democratic headquarters when Maria didn't know she was live.
And she was asking.
She was talking informally. She's like, "Well, let's go."
That's because there's a 13-second delay from when they go to her, and then she goes. Like, it happened to me too. I think one time I was like looking at my feet or something. So that's why.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But that happened. That's TV.
Yeah.
I think all in all, though, it was like a pretty smooth thing.
I was never in the control room or the studio, but it seemed like a pretty smooth
job
happening in those areas because I was only in at the
watch party,
the hotel, and in the newsroom when we came back around 11:30.
Were you guys able to watch it? You guys weren't able to watch
it? Well, we could live stream it, so we kind of try to do that as best as we can to know what the host were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we just found our own stories.
Got it.
And went live with them.
Got it.
Yeah, we were talking. I think that is the last big event that RMU TV pulls off for the year, and that's upsetting. I like doing big events.
We can make it not the last big event.
We absolutely can. I have no idea how
we think. You know, I think with like sports and stuff, with you know some of the new equipment we have. You know, maybe does the basketball team, men's basketball, Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. They play some home games Thursday nights. So that's CSC. Colonial Sports Center. You know, maybe tie some basketball games into CSC and, you know, do some live shots from there. And more of a basketball show that week, and, you know, something like that. I mean, you know,
I think Trevor Young we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that encoder and that decoder that we got earlier this
semester.
That's
so helpful.
That's really...
We can do live shots, yeah.
It's just like, why aren't more people in RMU TV? It is a great RMU media. It's just a great thing to be a part of, you know.
It's great to have when you're
on your resume,
looking
like,
to graduate.
Yeah,
too.
Like, that's gonna look good. Like four and a half hours of quality content like that.
And especially around here, if you're looking for a job in the Pittsburgh area, because like, my opinion, If you get a Pitt for communications, University of Pittsburgh, you're not getting these opportunities.
Yeah,
you know, you may have a radio station, obviously probably a radio station, but like, it's such a big school. You know, little schools are where I personally think you should go to get a good communication. Everybody's like, oh, let's go to Pitt. I'll get my, you know how good that looks. Okay, it looks good, but
what are you doing?
That doesn't necessarily get you a job. You got to have your resume. That's what gets you a job most of the time.
I was super huge when I was picking colleges. I insisted that I wanted to go to a small school. And this school, even still,
it's big compared to what other schools I was looking at.
Like
so.
Like Chatham or whatever.
Chatham was one of the schools I was looking at.
Or Waynesburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, again, any final word? Any more words to share? I'm like,
On our 4-hour coverage. No, I think it's up on the site. So if you want to relive,
it's on Facebook. I went. It was when they were when it was live on Facebook. You can just go back and watch the whole thing. Now I did that last night a little bit.
Shout out to Heather Pinson for giving great moral support from the Facebook live stream. Heather's awesome. I hope you're listening, Heather. We love you, all three of us in here, and Eddie in the ocean, wherever he is. We all love you. You're great. Shout out to Carrie and Kathy.
Dr. Moretti.
Yes, the one KDKA guy who was here in the newsroom.
Rob Pratt.
Yes. Rob Pratt.
He was great.
Fellow radio guy.
He was pretty cool.
All just good.
Yeah, great night.
Yeah, it was all around a great night.
A night that we're not going to forget.
Maybe not the result a lot of us were looking for, but we're not going to let Mr. Donald take that away from us.
That just means more things to cover.
And you guys got a favorite party you want to share? No,
I think that's pretty much it, what we have to say about it.
Like, you always say, like, oh, this is a lot of prep and a lot of work, but then you...
It definitely pays off.
You can't resist the smile when we're all in the newsroom, done.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You know what I mean? The payoff's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm excited. Right.
Well, we will take another short break, and then maybe when we get back... Maybe when we get back, we will talk about.
I know I have
topic.
A little funny thing I found on social media.
Oh, maybe Ian or Malik will decide while we're on the break.
Me and Ian will fight to the death during the break.
I'm putting my money on Ian. Stay tuned to RMU Chat, your campus, your voice. I will see you in a few minutes. All right, and welcome back. Now we have Ian's topic. Ian found something funny on social media.
He bested me in
All right,
like
so
that.
I made money.
I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw this earlier, but then they did ESPN did a full write-up on this. So most of you should know the Chicago Cubs won the World Series last Wednesday when they came back down 3-1 to beat the Indians, and they broke their 100-year no World Series drought.
Hello.
And so big deal for Chicago, but this gentleman got a Wrigley Field marquee tattooed to his bald head. It takes up the majority of his head, and it says Wrigley Field, home of the Chicago Cubs World Series champions, and the Cubs logo. And it looks like the marquee outside on their stadium on the outside. Okay. I mean, I hope you have a job and you keep your job because you're never going to get hired. Mm-hmm. In a professional setting, I think with a big Wrigley Field Chicago Cubs marquee tattoo to your bald head.
If he enjoys that tattoo and he thinks it's going to work out for him, then I say
I mean, go you see all it. The time people – at least he waited.
Yeah.
To make sure they won the World Series. You see people all the time Golden
amazing.
State Warriors – 2016 champions before they lost. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. they were up 3-1 and they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers last June on Father's Day. So at least this guy waited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just the thoughts of some people think they have to do that, and it's just crazy to me.
It's crazy.
So that's my little fun topic there a little bit.
Yeah, I guess we can just transition nice and smooth. I don't think that is worth taking
back,
a break over.
No, you really even can't transition into another topic based off of that, I don't think.
Going back to the whole tattoo thing, like, there are so many. I've seen and heard so many tattoos that sound like they would work and that they're really awesome, but then the end result, no, that should not
have
been.
Or don't get on your head. Get it somewhere you can cover it up.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, the worst tattoo I'd ever heard. It sounded cool, where it's like, he's going to get, like, a WWE championship tattooed around his waist.
That sounds awful, to be honest.
No, it sounds
that sounds a lot of money,
so
too.
Terrible.
It sounds cool, but when you saw it, it was like, ooh, you shouldn't have done that, my friend.
No, that sounds awful.
Not work.
Can you imagine?
And at least you can get, like, some tattoos lasered off.
Yeah.
But, like, your head?
That's going to suck.
Nah.
I mean, that's going to be extremely painful that I wouldn't even do it.
Yeah.
Suck. I hope that guy's happy. I hope that's where he's at.
I hope he's happy, but I would never do that.
I love tattoos, not stupid ones.
And I guess he can't grow hair now. Like,
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know if his hair starts growing through the tattoo, you know, because he's not, like, looks like he does have to shave his head a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's not, you know.
Oh, okay, so he's not
shiny,
completely bald.
Head bald, but, like, you'd have to shave, like, I don't know if that would affect the tattoo if you take a razor over. I mean, I'm not a tattoo expert, but or an artist, rather. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, good for him. He did something he wanted to do in life, but something I think all three of us would never probably do.
No, I don't even want a tattoo, like, period.
I want to get so many tattoos.
I'll admit, I'll probably never get a tattoo because I'm a wimp. Like,
yeah,
they draw on you with a needle. I'm good.
He's going to be a big fan of hats, I'll tell you that much. Oh,
I'm
a fan of hats.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe you're hiding a tattoo under there, humbly.
I have hair.
You could do a job interview with a hat on. There's plenty of a hat on.
Yeah,
you take it off.
He's wearing a top hat or a bowler hat. Where it's like,
that's
good
still
day.
You.
No good
you're
stuff.
Supposed to take your hat off when you walk into the room.
He'll do the whole like. Phew,
that's.
Like,
that's you're supposed to take your hat off.
Okay.
As a person who wears a hat, I can speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess we can take one more break. Why not? I've still got. And when we come back, we're going to talk about...
My topic is finally here. Philly is here with something to talk about, and you guys will hear about it after the break. Keep you guys coming back and hanging.
I'm gonna tease you a bit. You're going to hear about what we did this weekend and what...
What? Go! It's...
I have no idea if that's actually true, but you should stay tuned and find out with me.
Woo! I may have two topics. Who knows?
He might. We'll see you guys in maybe 3 minutes. That's fair.
Indecisive commercial. Maybe 3 minutes. That's fair.
Yeah, I feel like it is.
You guys will be back when you're back.
All right.
Yak.
This is RMU Chat on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Goodbye. Well, see you later.
Welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. And
Malik just tried to kill us with his voice.
I'm
my
sorry.
Goodness.
My mouth was way too close to the microphone.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, there's Rashad. Hey, Rashad. Let's get into him.
Before we start, I want to give a shout out to the people on tours. I love doing that.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to the people on tours.
Yo, tour people. You the best. You the real MVP.
Come to Robert Morris. It's fun. It's expensive, but it's fun.
It's all college is expensive, except for community.
Yeah. I feel like community college might be expensive. But anyways, Malik, what do we do this weekend?
Oh, well, this God week. Well, this week. Well, this weekend. This weekend, we went to me and other Malik we went and ventured into Wizard World Comic Con.
See Harry Potter though? You said wizards.
Wizard, it's just called Wizard World because it's nice.
Oh man,
we visited.
You gotta have Harry Potter at Wizard World.
He wasn't there. It was a line there and stuff going on, but we visited there. We met tons of cool people. We met Charles Martinet, the guy who voices Mario.
It's me, Mario.
Yes, there it is. He did the voice for us too. We interviewed him. We interviewed Sean Schimmel, the voice of Goku from Dragon
Next
Ball Z.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, we got you, the voices. We got to talk about this. I met Charlie Cox, the Daredevil. That was awesome. And Foggy Nelson.
I can't do a voice for either of those.
Justice! There you go.
Sounds like Batman.
Well, he does like a thick voice, whatever. What else did we meet? Tom DeFalco, former editor.
I thought his name was Tony DeFalco.
Tom DeFalco.
I should probably change that then. Okay. In the package we did.
Former editor-in-chief for Marvel Comics. And again, so many great... We visited great panels. Great experience. Exhausting experience, though, at Wizard World. It was so much fun. Interviewed cosplayers, con-goers, of all walks of life at the con present. It was just...
I was actually going through the footage that we took, and we didn't actually interview that many cosplayers or, like, con-goers.
What?
We talked to, like, one or two con-goers, and we talked to, I think... 4 cosplayers and a bunch of like celebrities and stuff.
The celebrities, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of the footage that we took though was panels.
Nice. Favorite panel? Cause my
I was not a fan of panels in general. I thought they fell flat.
Really? I genuinely enjoyed a lot of that.
You liked Tea Time with Deadpool.
Tea Time with Deadpool was great. That was fun.
I'm just not. We missed the anime panel. I think that's what it was.
That's why you were kind
of... I was like, I don't know. This is kind of comics-y, but like,
no anime.
Where's the anime?
Where's the anime, huh? You want to see anime, huh? Animes. All right. Like, again, it was so fun meeting all the people who are like my people, the pop culture professionals, the people who
not my people. The anime.
You're anime.
The anime. They were there.
I enjoyed that whole, like, comics in the curriculum.
Oh, yeah. So, it was really interesting. I've never been to a Comic-Con or a Wizard World before. There were a lot of education panels.
Yes.
We went to the Create Your Own Comics and the comic book curriculum.
It's fantastic.
And they were talking about using college or comics in education and stuff. So, that was cool.
It was really cool. I still have the packet that the dude's handed out. I'm actually planning on reading through that soon.
What pack? From which...
He was giving out like packets of like his presentation, you know, the samples and all that.
I wish I would have got that. I got an email. I got the slideshow emailed to me because I'm gonna go through.
It's great. It's like a very interesting, like, you know, graphic novels in the comic in the classroom and all that stuff. That's good. Ian, any questions you want to ask? Like when we visit Wizard World?
No, I'm still kind of upset Harry Potter wasn't there.
Maybe next year. I don't know.
I'm upset. I didn't get to talk to Aurora. The original Aurora from Star Trek was there.
The lady that you told me was Vivian from Fresh Prince.
I thought she was. I was so
excited about interviewing Vivian from Fresh Prince.
It was a common mistake. I'm sorry. I believe her name is Nichelle Nichols, something like that.
I have no idea what her name is.
She was in Deadpool. She played Blind Al. She had some really choice language that I can't repeat on while live, but Malik apparently has no problem repeating.
I caught myself.
Did you though?
I did. I didn't get the last syllable out.
Again, we were tired.
So I think Saturday was the day we were really tired. We were there for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
We were super exhausted. We still did things afterwards, but
a little upset we didn't get to the cosplay comic.
Yeah, we thought the comics book or the cosplay was like, I thought it was 5 to 7, and they were like, no, it doesn't go on till 7, goes till about 9.
Yeah.
We're like, we're not wandering around the convention floor for 3 hours. But yeah, next year, what I would love to do is I would love to just live broadcast that weekend.
Or you want to beat Goku in Dragon Ball Z.
I did actually get to play a Goku cosplayer at Dragon Ball Z Universe.
I thought he was a worker.
He was a cosplayer, worker, person.
Both. But yeah, like, we interviewed Goku, then we fought Goku.
Did we yeah, we interviewed Sean Chamel. That is right.
And I was going to ask him to do a... Again, he scared me horribly. So, like, here's a story from our listeners back home, right? So I'm going to interview Goku, right? He goes, listen, I've been interviewed so many times, I get asked the same stupid questions over. If you ask me a dumb question, then I will call you out in the middle of tape.
I wanted him to call him out for it on
tape. And I was just like... Tape.
The example question he used was the question Malik was going to like start off with.
Yeah,
so he had to come up with new questions just on the spot.
Questions.
Your questions are all right, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask him, can you do a Kamehameha for us? But then, like, he told me how, like, beforehand...
It strains his voice.
Horribly strains his voice. So I'm like, all right, not going to do that. But again, great, great guy. Great. Everyone at the con was so nice and great. And I'm really happy how our con experience turned out.
Yeah, that was my first con ever.
Oh.
It was all right. We were priced, so I didn't get to, like, wander around and do things for fun, but we had time to do
press
it.
Pass.
Yeah, press pass.
I felt so legit just walking up in our own line.
In our own line.
You guys are pressed. You go first. Free the crowd.
Show up for left hand. I was like, oh wow, this is legit.
That was fun. Any last words?
Yeah, the one guy. We can keep going. The one guy was basically, he told us to basically just like brag about it in front of everyone else, and we were like, no, we're not gonna do that. We're still college students. We don't need to be hated by everyone.
He told us to brag.
Yeah, when we were going in the first day, he was like, yeah, just remember to brag when you're walking through the press line, getting in half an hour early.
I would have totally bragged.
We didn't brag the first time, and we didn't get there for a press entry the second time.
Oh, I would have been like, yo, what's up? Press pass.
It was really cool, though. What were your favorite panels? Deadpool?
Tea Time with Deadpool is great. I really like that comics and curriculum thing. I really like that whole,
Creating your own comics was cool.
That was fun. And I like he's breaking down like your characters are either like science, blah, 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 blah.
Very D&D-esque.
Yeah. One that I really enjoyed, but we were just so tired, was that how to write a comic. I felt that was great. They were giving great information. We were both just super tired. Like,
yeah, so both days we slept at least one panel.
I didn't fall asleep. I only fell asleep at the right trip, right?
Oh, well, I fell asleep both days.
Oh, yeah.
At least one panel.
Morgan made me forget. Hi, Morgan, by the way.
She's not listening.
I know. At the Right Shun comic thing, you were slumped over.
I was gone.
Yes, I looked behind me like, oh, wow, Malik is gone.
They had decent chicken fingers, though, at the convention center. That's the real takeaway.
That's all that matters.
Chicken fingers are all right.
If you go anywhere and they have chicken
tenders, you probably paid $10 for them.
They were $9.
Give you a prize.
I just have to laugh at those prices out of like stadiums and event centers like that.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Pretty frustrating, if you ask me.
But I mean, they're $8 downstairs in the calf, so I wasn't too upset about it.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Any final words on Wizard World besides?
Why are we still in final words? We can keep going.
Oh,
can you keep going?
We're still going. All
hey, right, can cool. After this, can we do back to me for one thing? I just want to do one thing.
Actually, you want to take a? We can. If
we
we're
can just
if
go
we're
right
ready
into
to wrap
it.
Up,
we don't
yeah,
have to take a break. I mean,
yeah, let's just go right into it.
All right, so, just sitting here right now, I decided to look up like dumb laws in states, here in America. So I Googled it, and it comes to like dumblaws.com.
That's great.
Big government, small brains, dumb laws. Mm. So I looked up Wisconsin earlier. Just picked a random state, so I picked Wisconsin. And margarine was illegal to be used in the state.
Is there a reason?
No, it doesn't state a reason. But now I looked up Pennsylvania, because obviously we, all three of us from PA, we care about this.
Yes.
Some stupid ones here. You may not sing in the bathtub.
Really? That's illegal?
I've been breaking
lock
the law
me up.
For how long then? I'm singing in the rain.
Fireworks stores may not sell fireworks to Pennsylvania residents. I mean, I always do think that's hilarious during like 4th of July.
Fireworks.
Phantom fireworks, you can buy them, but you can't
you can't buy them in PA. You have to go to like New Jersey.
Yeah, and you also you can't let them off in PA.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Wow.
Again, lock me up.
Here we go. All liquor stores must be run by the state. I mean, that's not really dumb.
Yeah, that's
well, it's different from other states, but I knew that.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
We're trying they're trying to get rid of that law. It is illegal to sleep on top of a refrigerator outdoors. Oh. Do it indoors all you want, I guess.
You know what? That is infringing
all those
on my
outdoor
refrigerators.
Another weird one here. You may not catch a fish by your hands, and then this ties into the last one on the site. You may not catch a fish by any body part except for the mouth.
Oh. That's actually pretty it's pretty cool. I want to go swimming and catch fish with my mouth.
Okay, another one here. This basically be my last one. Any motorist driving along a country road at night must stop every mile and send up a rocket signal. Wait 10 minutes for the road to be cleared of livestock and continue.
Like you have to have like a rocket signal in your trunk?
I guess.
Where are we getting the rocket?
It's Pennsylvania, y'all.
Rockets are expensive. I assume so.
Keystone State, here we are.
I'm supposed to fire a rocket every time I see livestock? Like, oh my god. Like, phew.
There are a lot of cows around here, though. Not like Moon, but like if you go out towards the mountains, there are a lot of cows.
Let's say, like, oh, Moon.
I mean,